Let's get to today's big news. Bloomberg reports that Amazon will now ship small goods to customers and waive the shipping fee, even for non-Prime members. The program is called Fulfillment by Amazon Small and Light and is aimed at targeting the budget customer who likes tiny, cheap things. You know, people like me who like to shop at Target. Items eligible must be under 8 ounces and cost less than $10. Microsoft is reportedly rebranding its Skype Wi-Fi service and working on a hassle-free internet service they're calling Microsoft Wi-Fi. This according to Windows Weekly host Mary J. Foley, writing in CNET. Skype Wi-Fi currently lets you use Skype credits to access mobile hotspots all over the world. In other Microsoft news, the company confirms rumors that they've purchased popular to-do app Wunderlist. Now, I am a huge fan of Wunderlist. I use it on my laptop, my iPhone, even on my Apple Watch. I don't know if it makes me more productive, but it does somehow calm my anxiety to always have access to my never-ending to-do list, even if I'm not going to get to the end of it, probably ever. I'm not sure how I feel about this acquisition by Microsoft, but Wunderlist CEO Christian Reber says that they will continue to make their apps for iOS and Android. Today in Apple News, the Next Web reports that Apple's Internet of Things has arrived. The first HomeKit products are available now and include lighting kits, hubs, thermostats, and more. In your house, the devices can be controlled by Siri. You'll need an Apple TV if you want to control them when you're away. I'm sure we'll be hearing a lot more about HomeKit next week at Apple's Worldwide Developers Conference that we'll be covering here from the TWIT studios. Wired says that Pinterest will now expand from the place where we look and covet other people's lifestyles to a marketplace where we can actually buy things. At an event in San Francisco today, Pinterest showed off their new blue buy buttons that show a price and let you pay for some items with a credit card or Apple Pay. So get ready to turn that envy into something real. And just in case you were curious, all those pictures on Pinterest of Ryan Gosling do not have a buy button. I know, because I checked. For you, not for me. This morning on Tech News Today, Mike Elgin reported that SoundHound, the company behind the new voice search app, simply called Hound, you can listen to his full report at twit.tv/TNT. The Cliff's Notes version is the product launched today in private beta. It enables navigation, search, weather, news, and more delivered through a Siri-like voice interaction. The company is also launching a platform called Houndify that enables developers to add a voice interface to any app. And finally, this week in popular science, there's the report that the artificial intelligence of my dreams is on its way. If you use health apps to keep track of the calories you consume in a day, you know that there's a lot of guesswork involved. Sure, many apps will let you take photos of barcodes, but that just works for packaged processed food. That's not that great for you anyway. Popular Science says that at this week's Rework Deep Learning Summit in Boston, Google research scientist Kevin Murphy revealed sophisticated deep learning algorithms that have the ability to estimate the calories of a plate of food simply by analyzing a photo of that food. The project is called I'm 2 Calories with the number 2, and Google did not share details about when it would be available. And I realize that counting calories is not the perfect path to good health, but recording the food you've eaten and understanding more about it can be helpful. What do you think? Do you want this kind of technology? Email me at megan@twit.tv. We will read your thoughts on the show. Thanks to Steve T., Dana, and Fabe for the email compliments on the show.